Ireland on the Highland Radio app.
It's 11 o'clock. This good evening. Highland Radio News. Hundreds of homes around the country are experiencing power outages due to Storm Claudia tonight. ESB crews are working to restore power to homes and businesses affected. Estimated restoration times are being posted on powercheck.ie. Rain warnings are in effect for several counties, with flooding affecting some parts. An orange rain alert for Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford will remain in place until 8 a.m. tomorrow, while a yellow alert for 13 counties across the east and south of the country will continue until 9 a.m. Met Éireann is warning heavy rain is falling on already saturated ground. Meteorologist Mark Bowe says areas along the coast and higher ground will be the worst affected.
When you get some very high terrain, you can expect some very very heavy rainfall. People down in Cork and Kerry will be very aware of this when they get southwesterly airflow and very heavy rain on their mountains. It's this time with an easterly flow, and the Wicklow Mountains are in line because of the combination of easterly airflow and the fact that the Wicklow Mountains are acting kind of along down the spine of the eastern half or the eastern part of Leinster there. So the rain will essentially pack up against the eastern parts and really accumulate there quite significantly.
Keith Leonard from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management says counties not under an advisory should still prepare for adverse weather this weekend.
Even I'm hearing some reports now about surface flooding in Laois and Kildare, which are under the yellow warnings, and I know Tipperary as well. We're watching very closely, and Cork even, and Kilkenny. So all along, there's the potential for flooding really in any of those areas.
Five people have been arrested following a €2.1 million drug seizure in Dublin and Wicklow. 98 kilos of cannabis and 2 kilos of cocaine were found during searches yesterday carried out by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau with the help of the Ballymun and Balbriggan drugs units. Three women, two in their 30s and one in her 40s, and two men aged in their 30s and 40s are being held in Garda stations in the eastern region. Investigations are continuing. The Health Minister says she expects hospitals to get a better operational grip on the trolley crisis. Jennifer Carol McNeill says around 47% of patients being treated on trolleys are in university hospitals in Limerick, Cork, Mayo, Galway and in St Vincent's in Dublin. The HSE says there was 1.34 million presentations to emergency departments in the first 10 months of the year, with the number of people waiting for a bed falling by 80%. Minister Carol McNeill says she expects hospitals to do more.
Limerick needs more beds, but that is the only place where there is a process-based reason. And it's not just the hospital, it's not the conduct of the emergency department, but the rest of the hospital and how it supports them, and the rest of the region, making sure that there's step-down facilities, that those are managed in an efficient way. And it is very, very clear to see that there is further improvement possible, and that should be our expectation.
The government has reiterated its intention to update legislation to allow Gardaí to order people to remove face coverings if they pose a threat. New laws will be brought forward shortly, according to the Justice Minister. Jim O'Callaghan says he wants to give Gardaí more powers to deal with public order incidents.
The Gardaí have used the legislation very effectively in recent riots that took place in City West, protests that took place down in Dublin Port. So the Gardaí are fully aware of the public order legislation. I want to give them more because it's clearly the case that individuals are using face coverings for the purpose of not disguising their identity out of embarrassment for some other reasons, but to disguise the fact that they're involved in criminal activity or they're threatening people, and we won't tolerate that.
Finally for now, BBC chairperson Samir Shah has told staff he's aware of their sadness, anger and frustration at the end of what he's described as a difficult week. An apology was issued by the corporation to US President Donald Trump over a misleading edit of one of his speeches. Richard Tate, a former editor of Newsnight and member of the BBC Trust.
I think it's an organisation which is quite defensive because it feels it's under pressure. The dossier gives a number of examples of real mistakes. The problem is it was mixed up with an attack on the overall integrity of the BBC, which I don't think was justified.
And that's your news update at 4 minutes past 11.
Good evening, I'm Cameron Hill. The Republic of Ireland under-21s suffered a 2-0 defeat to their England counterparts in a Euro 2027 qualifier in Birmingham this evening. Goalkeeper Noah Jani kept out a first-half penalty, but Tyreek George added to a second-half spot kick to hand Jim Crawford's side their first defeat of the campaign. Meanwhile, the under-17s can plan for a World Cup last 16 tie with Switzerland in Qatar next week. Shamrock Rovers striker Michael Noonan scored the opener against Canada this evening before their opponents got a late equaliser to send that game to penalties. Fellow Hoops player Alex Noonan made the crucial save in the shootout to help Colin O'Brien's team progress in Doha. Celtic have been given permission to speak to Wilfred Nancy by his MLS side Columbus Crew over the managerial vacancy at Parkhead. It's understood the Scottish Premiership champions have already held talks with his representatives and believe he is open to a move. Nancy is due to have direct discussions with Celtic over the weekend as they attempt to make an appointment before the end of the international break. Carlo are on the hunt for a new manager of their senior hurlers, with Tom Mullally stepping down after 5 years at the helm. The Kilkenny native helped the team claim a Joe McDonagh Cup in 2023 and was expected to remain in charge for next season. The inter-county panel were also reportedly due to resume collective training next week in preparation for 2026. The Ireland under-20s suffered a 32-22 defeat to South Africa at Virgin Media Park this evening. And Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy are both on 9 under par after day 2 at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. That's 3 shots behind leader Nikolaj Højgaard of Denmark, who sits on 12 under. Tom McKibben goes into the weekend at 4 under after signing for a round of 70 today. And that's your news and sport at 6 minutes past the hour.
It's all about the music every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. My whole world's wrapped up in you.
When the road I walk seems on.
Back to 1972, the unmistakable voice of country legend Donna Fargo, and I'm delighted Donna joins me from Nashville. Donna, it's lovely to talk to you.
Oh, it's great talking to you. Tell me what's it like in Ireland?
It's very cold at the moment. It's very cold. But before I ask you anything, Donna, can I just say belated birthday wishes to you. I believe you celebrated the birthday last Monday, so belated. I sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Donna, belated and all, happy birthday to you. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Come here.
Sweet. That's the best I've ever heard it sung.
Oh, there you go. Don't be saying too much now because my head will swell. Come here. Could you tell me how a girl from North Carolina ended up in the music business all those years back and had some great hits?
Well, my brother lived in California, And when I graduated from college in North Carolina, I thought, well, I could teach school in Southern California and maybe somehow become a singer, because my dream was to be a singer.
Yeah.
So I moved there, taught school, and a brother heard about a company in Hollywood that was looking for a girl singer.
Yeah.
So I called the number and made an appointment, and there met my future husband, who wound up being my producer, manager, husband, and everything else.
It's amazing.
So we made those records together. He inspired Happiest Girl in the Whole USA, and he used to call me Funny Face, which you just played.
And I actually had on...
And I'd call him Fuzzy Face because he wore a beard.
I was just...
And we just had a wonderful marriage and, you know...
Yeah.
Life was great.
It's amazing, you know, I was reading there earlier on about, well, I knew anyway, back in 72, you had those two songs at number one, and not only were the number ones in the country charts, but they also went on to the pop chart. I played Funniest Girl in the Whole USA earlier on in the show too, and you had those two hits and those two number ones in 1 year back in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first hit Nashville?
Yep.
When did you first...
We moved, and actually we moved from California to Nashville in 72 after Happiest Girl was the number one record, and I thought that, you know, it was a vocation for me.
Yeah.
You know, that we could really work the road and do the kinds of things that, you know, have wonderful shows for people and like that. So we moved to Nashville, and we've been here ever since.
It's amazing. You moved there in the golden year where all the classics was there. You know, you'd have been, as I said, one of the pioneer ladies of country, along with Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn. You were there with Haggard and Jones. It must have been a great city back those days.
Well, it was. And, you know, as a new artist and new songwriter, I didn't really know I could write songs.
Yeah.
And when I met Stan, my husband, Stan Silver, I said, will you teach me to play guitar if I learn really fast and don't take too much of your time? And he said, yes. And he gave me a guitar and taught me some chords. And so I started just writing the songs that were in my head and my heart. And, you know, now that I could find those melodies on that little guitar,
yeah,
you know, I could write all that down and they became songs.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled because I always put God first and people second, and I wanted to make people happy, and I wanted to sing songs that would, you know, lift people up and inspire them.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. I just was living my life, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, you must see some change now in the Nashville of the early 70s and the Nashville of the noughties. You know, I was out for the first time in 94, and at that stage, out in Music Row, it was still Music Row. There's condos out there now. The last time I was out there was condos up, but down in the old Music Row, it was all, you know, you'd see the singers on the streets singing and probably trying to sell some of their songs, whereas all changed now. The whole city, like Broadway, seems to be much the same as it was, but you know, parts of the city would have changed big time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Can you speak up or turn your volume up? It's hard to hear you.
All right, right. I'll do that, no bother. But I'm just saying, in your time there now, you will have seen some changes in Nashville, you know, growth-wise.
I don't know. It just seems like to me that, you know, life itself is just, it just changes from time to time for everybody. And as long as you're just open to your spirit, mind, and body,
yeah,
and evolve with it, you know, and let your mind, body, and spirit be in sync, that you do what you're led to do, and everybody's led a little differently.
Yeah.
But it's just life, and I don't care. I'm going to embrace it.
Fair play to you. And I believe now, coming up near the end of the month, you have a new live album coming out. How long has it been since you had your last album out, Donna?
It's been a while. I don't know. I'd have to research myself.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know.
And the new album, when did that come about? You know, how long were you planning the new album?
Last year we put out a CD called All Because of You.
Yeah.
And we put out the first single just recently called You Can Count on Me.
That's right.
And that single is not in that CD that we just put out. I don't know why. I fumbled onto it one day when I was looking in my music closets.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I'd like for people to hear this, you know, for the single.
Yeah.
And so we put it out and two different things, you know, but it's music.
Yeah. And the songs on the new album now, are they all original or are there some of your older hits on it as well?
I think they're all new.
Great.
Where's the All Because of You? Let's see. I've got in All Because of You, this CD I'm looking at now.
Yeah.
It's a new song I wrote called One of the Good Guys.
Yeah.
Then I've got one that I co-wrote with Marty Cooper called This Is America. Then one I wrote by myself called I Think of You. Another one called Love Knows No Door.
Yeah.
And then another one called Didn't We Have a Good Time? And then Cross My Heart. And then a spoken version, just very short, called I Thanked God for You Today.
Yeah. And when is it due for release? Is it at the end of the month or early? You'll have it out for the Christmas anyway.
Oh, the CD is already released. It's out there.
Yeah, yeah. I believe in the last fortnight you had a...
Did you not get a copy?
I have some of the songs in it, all right, but I believe in the last fortnight now you were very busy. You were doing a little showcase at the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum with Lauren Moscatti. She's a fine wee singer, isn't she?
Oh, that was such a great event, and I was so honored to be there. It was just absolutely wonderful. People were just very cool.
Yeah, she's a fine singer. You know, I heard some of her songs now. She has a lovely voice. And tell us about next weekend. I believe that there's a big gig out taking place out in the Country Music Hall of Fame. There's an exhibit.
There's going to be an exhibit of some of my things at the Legends Museum, I think it's called.
Yeah, out there in Music Valley.
It's like an exhibit ribbon cutting and signing of the new live CD.
Brilliant.
Now that, Tommy, is a show from a place called Whiskey Pete's that I worked several years back.
Yeah.
And I just fumbled onto a CD from that show, and they had recorded it. And I thought, wow, I bet people like to hear this, you know, especially people who hadn't been to any of my shows.
Yeah.
Because it's a live version, you know, and about an hour long, a little more maybe.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, you know. Come here, for anybody now who's looking for your music, Donna, how can they come across it? Will it be up on, you know, the streaming sites and that? Do you know how CDs now aren't as easy to get these days as they used to be?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not very technologically, I'm technologically challenged, Tommy.
Yeah. it'll probably be up on Spotify at some stage.
You can get it on DonnaFargo.com.
Yeah.
And that will lead you to wherever you would need to go to buy any of the stuff that's listed on there.
Looking forward to it. And tell me a little bit about the novel, your collector's edition of the novel you're going to be sending. Tell them, when did you write that
it's
book?
It's called... I just finished it, actually, about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And it's called Heartaches and Mindstorms.
It will be released
very soon, maybe by Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a story about a life coach who counsels people with problems.
Yeah.
So I like it. I hope everybody who reads it likes it, but it's pretty cool. You know, I was an old English teacher, so I loved words and all that kind of stuff.
How long did it take you to do that?
Well, I worked on it several years off and on, but see, I was busy writing songs and working the road and all too, so I didn't put any kind of pressure on me
as
far as any kind of time limit or anything. I was still just experimenting with writing a book of fiction.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I give myself a passing grade.
Yeah. So people who come to the exhibition next weekend out in the Legends Museum, they'll be able to get a copy of it there and maybe order the CD if it's not already there.
Yes. Hopefully it will be ready by Saturday. Yeah. And you know how that goes, when it's being reproduced, and we've tweaked it a little as far as the front and the back.
Yeah.
Just with the information, you know, about it and stuff. So it'll probably be ready by Saturday. I hope.
Be great.
If not, they'll know it's coming soon.
Yeah. And are you doing any more showcasing of the album? You know, are you doing any more, you know, little sessions where you'll sing a few of the songs off the album? Or will you do it out at the museum as well?
No, I don't. I quit working the road a few years back, and then my husband died in 2021. So I've been just trying to, you know, get back to my life kind of and getting things in order. And I'm excited about writing new songs and just getting back in the game a little bit, you know.
Fair play to you. Come here, when you were growing up, Donna, who would have been your favorite singers when you were growing up?
Well, I mean, I think I was most inspired by Tammy and Loretta and Dolly, and any of the female writer artists. Before then, I probably followed Brenda Lee when I was a little girl. I went to one of her shows, and my aunt took me, and I just thought it was so cool that she's just a little girl like me, kind of, except she was living her dream already, so... Brenda Lee probably influenced my dream, too. But I just always kept my little dreams to myself, kind of like a secret.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to fail in public, I guess.
Yeah. You'd be a big inspiration now to a lot of the girls that are out there at the moment, you know, like the Miranda Lamparts, the Lainey Wilsons and all that. You'd be a big influence on them, you know, like I would say, you know. Being one of the
maybe players. I don't know. I would sure be honored.
Do you go near the Opry at all these days? Visiting? I see where the CMAs are on now next week. You'll hardly go to that, will you?
I don't know. I worked at Opry a few months back, and they made me an announcer or something.
I guess announcer.
Because I don't work the road anymore.
Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah, guest announcer, that's right. Yes. But it was just such an honor to be there, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's
changed.
Because as a little girl, I'd always heard of the Grand Ole Opry.
It's changed big time, hasn't it, Don, in the last 20 years? You know, personally now, I'm more the old traditional country. I don't like like what to call it now. I know music evolves, but I don't like the stuff that's coming out. Because I was over, the last time I was over there in 2019, I was at the CMA Awards now, and it was like the MTV Awards rather than the Country Awards, apart from, I think Ricky Skaggs was on one of the years I was there, but it's changed big time, you know, compared to what it was in the day when you were there with the Willies and the Merles and the Waylands and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I miss those guys so much, don't you?
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how Willie is outliving them all? You know, when you think of the Highwaymen, and Willie is the last of the Highwaymen.
Yeah. He's so many great artists have
passed on, yeah.
Just in our memories now.
Yeah, your memories. And I tell you, Willie just brought out a new album himself there a fortnight ago, doing tribute to songs of Merle Haggard. He calls it Working Man Blues, and he does all Merle Haggard songs on it, and still sounds as good as ever.
Yeah.
So that's...
Oh, I know it. He is so great. He's my favourite person in country music.
Yeah. And how is your own health keeping these days,
Willie.
Donna? How is your own health keeping these days?
I'm doing pretty well, Tommy. I've been stricter on my diet, I think, and I think that's helping. And I want to encourage everybody to, you know, we just have one life to live, so we need to, you know, keep that spirit, mind, and body in shape and in sync. And diet, I think, is very important. I think that after all my studies, since I was diagnosed with MS in 1978, that our diets probably need to be about 70% raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, because my reasoning was that live foods would maintain life better, and I really think that's the truth. And so we need more fruits and vegetables, and more than we do that junk stuff.
No, I 100% agree with you there, I was doing grand on my diet for a while, and then I kind of went off it again for a while and put on a bit of weight. And it's the, as you say, it's what you eat, and a bit of exercise helps as well, you know.
Yeah, say that one more time, Tommy. I couldn't hear you.
As I said, I agree with you 100% about the diet. You need to keep the old diet and maybe an odd bit of exercise, a little walk every day, you know, too. It's good for the health. Well, come here.
It is. It really is. And we have to be kind of focused on it, I think. But, you know, I don't know, what we resist persists, so... It's like the devils are against us or something with that.
It's honest to God. Well, come here, Donna. It's been lovely talking to you, and continued success, and keep going, and the best of luck with the album, and have a great weekend next weekend down at the Legends Museum.
Oh, thank you. Can we send this latest CD and single to you if you will... Give Brenda your address and stuff, Tommy.
Yeah, get Jennifer. Jennifer is the girl that'll send it up. I have the single. I have the single, Donna, but we'll get Jennifer. I'll get on to Jennifer and she'll send me on the album as well.
I didn't hear half of that.
I'm just saying, Donna, I've got the single. There's a wee delay, a few seconds delay, but I'm just saying I have the single. I'm just about to play it now, but I'll get Jennifer to send on the album to me.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'm glad. All right, well, thank you, Tommy, for having me on your show.
Not at all,
Donna. I hope you'll come back to Nashville and we can have lunch.
The next time I'm up, I'm going to catch up with you, you can be sure.
Please do.
Take care, Donna. Thank you.
You take care and hello to all your listeners, and lots of love and happy wishes.
Whatever happens to you, you can count on me when you're weak or strong. Texas love loves a two-way street. Yeah, you can count on me when you're singing the blues. When you're on cloud nine or getting ready to lose, you can count on me if you want me there. No matter why or when, no matter what or where. Don't let yourself worry about me.